You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian and entertainment news. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. It's December now, December the 10th, and here at UBC, it's the middle of the exam season now. I'm sure everybody's stressed. I know everybody's got all sorts of things they need to get through, but, you know, stay strong. It'll all be over soon. And just for an hour today, let me take some time and just lift your spirits up a little bit, make your day a little bit better, because I know that I can do that for you. So starting us off, I got a song by DMTN. DMTN was the name of a boy group from Korea called Dalmatian. They changed their name after moving to a new record label, and DMTN actually stands for Desire, Motivation, Timing, Now. And it was thought of by one of their members. And the song that I have from them today was their first song that they released with their new label. They haven't released any new material since this song, about 2 years ago. And this is due to some unforeseen circumstances within the group itself. One of their members had run into a little bit of trouble with the law, and they've been on an indefinite hiatus. But going into the song now, the song is a little more toned down. It's not really upbeat, but it's got a very smooth sound to it. Polished vocals, some slick production, and it's a pretty good song. It's called Safety Zone. Talking about a person who is essentially their safety zone, kind of their refuge, something like that, their source of strength, their security. It's a pretty good song, and it's a shame that, you know, they've been inactive for so long, because they did have some pretty solid material. So kicking us off, DMTN, Safety Zone.
Oh,
That was DMTN with Safety Zone, one of their best releases that they managed to get out before going on their indefinite hiatus. It does seem a bit unfair that they can't continue doing music with everything that's going on, but it seems like they're slowly making some more moves. Member Dari, who was with them at debut, he actually took a bit of a break in the middle of their first few couple years together because he had to do his mandatory military service. But member Dari, he was with them at debut. He is back, and he recently released a solo song. You can check that out. You can look it up. It's called Rain Shower. And next up, I got some music from the Mandopop King, who goes by the name of Jay Chow. The song is off his 2007 album, On the Run, and it's called Blue and White Porcelain, which is Qinhuaci in Mandarin. It's in Jay Chow's usual style. He composed it himself. It's an R&B track with a good amount of Chinese influence, as shown by the plentiful use of traditional Chinese instruments. It's all part of a plan, the plan that he spearheaded, that he created, and it's called the China Wind, which is the spread of Chinese pop culture to other parts of the world. And this is another great composition from Jay Chow, and he's always been consistent with bringing the hits. And this song was actually used as a drama as well, because it's got that really traditional twang. It sounds modern, but at the same time, it's got this really nostalgic feel to it. So it was part of a historical drama. So let's check it out now. Jay Chow, Blue and White Porcelain.
Yeah.
That was Jay Chou with Blue and White Porcelain. And, you know, it keeps with the sound that he's always had, mixing elements of Chinese and Western music. And that's actually why he's so highly regarded in the mandopop industry. He's taken two completely different music forms and he's fused them together into something that not only sounds good, but it's kind of his thing. This was kind of a revolutionary thing as well in the Chinese music industry. You know, nobody has done this before, unless you count Mr. Wang Lihong, who also created his own little style by fusing traditional ethnic Chinese music from all sorts of different Chinese ethnicities, Tibetan, Taiwan Aborigine. He took all of that and he combined it into his own style with R&B and hip-hop as well. But Mr. Jay Chou, that's why he is just such a regarded as mandopop royalty, in, you know, because he just did something that nobody had ever actually thought of doing before. So that was a little something for that as well. And congratulations to him as well, because he is soon to be a married man. And up next, I have Song Ji-eun, the main vocalist for the Korean girl group Secret. I have a song that's the lead single from her new EP, and the song is simply called 25, but in Korean, the full title is actually Yeppeun Nai 25살, which translates literally to Pretty Age 25. And the song is light and it's fun, and it's about her. She's singing about how she's grown up, but she's still young and she's carefree. She's more mature, but she's still having fun, living day by day. She's beautiful, no longer a girl. She's leaving all that behind. That sort of song. Just a little something to brighten up our days, just a little bit. And in the chorus, she actually says, beautiful, young, and free. Because, you know, for us East Asians, you know, we have a certain magic within us, where we just age really slowly and we just always look young. So that's the whole deal. Anyway, that's coming up next. Song Ji-eun, 25 on Asian Wave 101.
Yeah. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Song Jian's 25. I do feel I should address something real quick. She actually isn't 25 quite yet. Not to say that she isn't young, not to say that she's getting old or whatever, but, you know, she's still young. And, like I said, the reason why we're young is just because us Asians, we just got this magical property. We just don't age, you know? And actually, but back to what I was saying is that it's 2014 and she was born in 1990. She's actually 24. But what they do in Korea is that they actually tack an additional year onto the number of years that a person has been in this world, because they consider the 9 months spent in the womb to be an additional year. So that's just a little fun fact for you as well. Moving on, I have one of the newest tracks from one of Taiwan's top female artists, Mandopop diva Jolin Tsai, the Dancing Queen, has released a new album. The song I have from her today is called Dianhua Huanghou, which literally means Queen of Phones. But the song is officially called Phony Queen. And, you know, the entire song is actually one really big joke, not because it's bad, but because it's all tongue-in-cheek humor. The entire song is really just a really, really funny jab and a reference to how people in this generation are all way too attached to their mobile phones. And she jokes about how a cell phone is the perfect partner. There are lyrics when she says, "Want company? Just bring him out. Want to dance? He knows 3,000 types of samba. And also, do you love me? He doesn't need to think to answer." She even jokingly sings, "I want to marry my phone." But behind all the jokes, this is a bit of a social commentary, how people seem far more into their phones. They forget human interaction and stuff like that. But this song, it's in EDM style. It's continuing with the sound that Jolin started when she released Muse in 2012. It's EDM. It still keeps with this dance vibe that she's always had. She's not dance queen for no reason. So let's check it out right now. Jolin Tsai, Phony Queen, not because she's queen of bootlegs, but coming up next and after that, it's Chinese singer Zhou Mi with Rewind.
I'm 的反而更潇洒，不用等你的电话，我以后直接约会他。要钱好吗？发我一个笑话。要钱什么？双手还危险干嘛？要谈钱吗？原来真的不无价。要听傻话，才会烦你长点吧。 One, two, three, 简人算一下， A, B, C 全部都下架。
Jolin Tsai, Phony Queen or Queen of Phones, whatever you choose, and Joe Me with Rewind. Just a quick thing about both songs, actually. You know, when I said that, you know, it's Phony Queen, but it's got nothing to do with being phony, and she's not queen of anything phony. But she did have a little bit of, Jolin did have a bit of an issue with a music video that she released a while ago, the music video for her song Play. A lot of Korean K-pop fans and some netizens decided to get on her case because a couple of scenes in the music video resembled something from Girls' Generation TTS's music video for Twinkle, without really realizing that people have been using scenes and shots like that for ages and she wasn't copying anything. And anyway, though, with the song Rewind by Joe Me, it featured Tao from EXO doing the rap towards the end there. And the song from Joe Me is his official solo debut, released late October. Joe Me has been active for a pretty long time now, and he debuted with Super Junior M back in 2008, and he got a lot of hate when fans suspected that he was being added to the main lineup. He thought maybe he was replacing someone. That's just not the case. You know, he's worked hard, and he definitely deserves to have his own time in the spotlight. He's nothing but talented, and for real, I'm just so happy that he got this chance. So as a fan of him, you know, I'm going to continue supporting him. You can go and check out the rest of his album as well. The album's called Rewind. You can check some of the other songs, a Korean version of Rewind, and also another pretty good song called Without You. That's just my recommendation now. Anyway, we're going to move into the next segment of our show, where we take a look at some of the latest headlines to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. And the first story that I have is actually a little bit older than 7 days, but I thought this deserved a really very, very honorable mention. It's from Hong Kong, and that is Hong Kong's famous movie director Wong Kar-wai was surprised with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the International Film Festival in India. The Shanghai-born Wong, his spectacular martial arts epic The Grandmaster, closed the festival in India's tourism state of Goa. Wong, a director for nearly three decades, was presented with the award on the final day of the 11-day festival, which screened more than 170 foreign films from 79 countries. He stated, "I would like to share this honor with my wonderful wife, who is with me tonight in Goa. You are my biggest achievement in life. Thank you. I am really humbled. I am lucky that The Grandmaster will be the closing film of the festival. As far as the award tonight, this award is as much an honor as a surprise because it comes a little bit early. I hope this is not the sign of telling me to retire," the 56-year-old said. The Grandmaster, inspired by the life of Ip Man, who is the mentor of the legendary Kung Fu star Bruce Lee, has won a string of prizes, including at the Hong Kong and Asian Film Awards. So first off, congratulations are in order. I have actually never had the insane pleasure of seeing one of Mr. Wong's films, but I hear they are amazing. And for him to achieve something like this at an international film festival shows just how much recognition just Hong Kong film industry, Chinese films, and all of the Asian entertainment world, how it's coming to even more of a prominence on the global scale now. So congratulations, keep making amazing films, and people will keep enjoying them for years and years to come. Moving on to Korea, though, recently some more news has broken out. It's keeping with the theme of 2014 of people deciding they've had enough of their record labels. K-pop group BAP issued a statement through their legal representative on Friday refuting the assertion by their agency that it had fairly distributed their incomes and had not mistreated them. So BAP has taken some issue with their record label, saying that they haven't been paid properly, they weren't treated as well as they could have been, and they decide to file a lawsuit, and they are, I believe, looking for a contract termination. As for the story, though, the conflict between the boy band and TS Entertainment surfaced in late November when the group's members jointly sued the agency, calling for the nullification of their contracts, which they considered disadvantageous. In their statement on Friday, BAP said, "We debuted in 2012, dreaming of becoming the best K-pop boy band, and did 260 shows that year. In 2013, we did 140 shows and 110 this year. We meticulously followed the direction of our label. Notably, we also performed 33 times overseas this year." According to BAP, the agency forced one of the group's six members, Daehyun, who was hospitalized for more than a month ago, to appear on television shows and on stage. One of the boys was hospitalized late October due to extreme exhaustion, but TS Entertainment said it would claim damages from him. The hospital staff tried to stop him from being discharged, but he left and performed anyway, the statement read. To verify their claim, the group attached screen captures of Daehyun performing with bandages on his wrist. The boys' accusations shocked their fans in late November when the suit became public. BAP claimed that they earned more than 10 billion won, which is $9.11 million to $10 million in U.S. for the agency in the 3 years since their debut, but that each member received, I think it was broken down into $400 U.S. a month, or just 18 million won between all six of them. And TS Entertainment responded to the allegation by saying that the band had broke even earlier this year and that the agency had spent 1.5 billion won to promote their album so far. BAP said in their statement Friday that they had requested TS Entertainment to disclose the details of those promotions. So far, however, the agency has not addressed the matter. The money isn't what matters. Rather, it's a matter of trust, BAP said in their release. So this is... As I said, this news has been coming up a lot in 2014. We don't know the full story yet. Right now, it's just two sides arguing for both their positions. One side claiming mistreatment, the other side denying it. We'll keep an eye on this story as it develops. But right now, I honestly wouldn't be surprised at all if it actually is BAP that's being mistreated and that it's their label in the wrong this time. So we'll keep an eye on this story and we'll update you as it develops. And we're going to go on to the last article that I have. And it is the netizens who cyberbullied Miss A Suzy have been sent to the prosecutors. So the netizen who left malicious comments about Miss A Suzy has been sent to the courts. On November 25th, Seoul Gangnam Police Station indicted the netizen who constantly left malicious comments on Suzy's social networks and sent him or her to the public prosecutor's office. The netizen, who is known to be a company worker in his or her 30s, left malicious comments on her social networks such as "get kicked out of the entertainment industry" and "you should just die in a car accident." Really bad statement there. When the comments became worse with time, Suzy left a comment saying, "so you wish I was dead." And when it led to a bigger controversy, the netizen deleted all the malicious comments. About this, JYP Entertainment stated on November 11th, "we will strongly confront the netizen who is leaving these comments," as it filed a complaint against this particular person. Afterwards, Seoul Gangnam Police Station investigated the issue before sending the case to the prosecutor's office. An affiliate of JYP Entertainment told Newsen on December 2nd, "we have not changed our stance but to firmly handle the malicious comments left about the company's artist." After the situation arose with Suzy, JYP Entertainment had left statements on its artist's official fan sites claiming that it will be handled appropriately. So these hate comments, stuff like this, artists in Korea have to deal with this constantly. There's actually something that I read a little while ago that says the moment that a group debuts, a hate group is set up for that group, for people who just, for no other reason, just don't seem to like their faces. It's just how rabid some of these fans and haters can get with K-pop artists. And that one statement right there, "you should just die in a car accident," that is probably one of the worst comments I have ever seen. And it's coming at a really, really bad time. So this person really is messed up in the head a little bit. Because earlier this year, two members from the girl group, from a girl group called... I'm so sorry right now. The group is slipping my name right now. But two idols had actually, unfortunately... passed away in a car accident, and you know that completely shook up the industry, and it was just one of the most tragic things to had ever come out of the Korean industry. So something like that is just why would someone say something like that? It's just unbelievably. And you know, it just returned to me. It was the two members of a group called Ladies Code, and it's just in bad taste. I mean, why would someone, why would someone say something like that? It is bad. It's in bad taste. This person really deserves whatever is coming to her, and we'll just leave it at that from now. That will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. And we will take a quick break. When we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
For over 30 years, Discorder has been bringing Vancouver local independent music journalism. If you're a fan, check out the Discorder readership survey on our site at discorder.ca. You could have a chance to win gift certificates to the Rickshaw, the Lido, and Vinyl Records.
What is Japanese music exactly? Is it something like this?
Or like this?
Or maybe this?
Time to explore Japanese music with us.
Tune into Radio No Chikan from 7 to 8 a.m. on the last Friday of every month to find out. Or could just listen to hosts Chika and Bianca talk about, well, Japanese stuff.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, and right now it is time for more music. And up next, I have our special Canadian Artist of the Week, local R&B singer Rael. The song I have is his first official single, Angel. It was released on his first official EP back in 2013. It features Canadian rapper Shad K dropping a verse for us. The song is dedicated to that special someone. It's a cool track. Slick production, smooth vocals. Beautiful thing about this song is that because it's in English, you don't need me to translate anything. Nah, joking. It's a little something for the R&B lovers out there. It's got some modern influence, but it also sounds pretty classic as well. Rael's got a good sound going, so hopefully, you know, we'll be able to hear more from him in the future. Showing some love to our locals, Rael, Angel, coming right up on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Got nothing else I can say, cause now we've drifted apart. Got a song and steady replay. Many took out a part, my heart, I'm feeling kinda weightless. And yet I'm caught up in you, say. Let me be the one who always will care for you. But now I'm finished and I'm screaming your name. So everything is colder and it isn't the same. The weight is pulling me down tonight. You make me feel like I'm living on a cloud. Got you setting me free. So hard.
souls, they don't fade slow. When they go out to the big blings and they glow. Angel, your halo was there the whole time, no lie, go fly. Can't say I won't cry, though I still wanna know why. Some gotta go young, some say the ones left still gotta grow wise. Perhaps that's us, there's you, and the prayers you hear is due. And the tears you hear them too, you're still here, I swear it's true. Sometimes when I'm real weak, then I feel you, and I feel peace, and I feel hope. And I'm guilt free, and my broke heart, it can still beat, my
so
angel.
So fly up in the sky, yeah.
That was Rael with his song Angel. Very good song, very good song. Anyway, here at CITR, we love all types of music, and Rael is a very solid artist with solid songs. You can check out his YouTube channel to see some music videos as well as some covers as well. You can check out the rest of his EP online. He posted it up on YouTube, so you can go and take a listen to that. Go show him some love, some good old CITR support for our local artists, because that's just what we do here. Tossing this back over to Korea, a bit of a throwback. Girl group Kara with a song from 2009, a real throwback here. Now, the fact I said 2009, K-pop fans probably know which song I'm talking about. It's their song Mister from their second full-length album, Revolution. This song was the one that really launched their careers into kind of its high point, making them one of the leading groups in the Korean pop market. And this song is insanely catchy and became known for the iconic dance that came with the song that can be seen in the music video that they performed at all the shows, the iconic dance. Go look up the music video. You'll know exactly what I mean. And, you know, this was released back when they were still a five-member group, back when Nicole and Jiyoung were still part of the group. And this is all, around the time when they really, really became popular, because this was not the first time that they had actually had a lineup change. And this song is just so much fun, and it's so easy to get into. It's hard not to like it, you know. So that's coming up next, Kara with Mister.
Let's get
Kata Mister from back in the day as an update as to what's been going on with the two members that left, Jiyoung and Nicole. Jiyoung is currently in Japan modeling and acting, and very recently Nicole released a solo song. So keep showing them love. Kata as a four member group, Jiyoung and Nicole in their own individual activities, and of course new member Youngji, who is still adapting to the life as the part of one of the biggest girl groups in recent K-pop history. Hopefully all goes well for them. Hopefully they have even more success than they already have. And we're going to move on from there. Coming up next, something from Korean hip-hop. I have a song here by a rapper called Loco. And if you remember me playing a song by Loco a little while ago, or if you don't recall anything about him at all, he is a relatively fresh face to the Korean hip-hop scene. He was actually a contestant and the winner of the first season of a reality competition show especially made for rappers called Show Me the Money, and he was the winner of season one. And in 2014, he released his first ever official single under AOMG, which is the record label established by very popular Korean musician Jay Park, who is actually from Seattle. And this song is called Jaku Sengat Na, which means thinking of you, thinking about you. And it's a part of his first EP, Locomotive, that he released not too long ago, actually, also on the AOMG label. And the song actually features his boss, Jay Park, singing the hook for us. So let's check it out. Let's check out this new song by Loco, Thinking About You, coming up next. AOMG. 머릿속을 맴도는 실루엣 그것도 봐도 안 지루해 눈을 마주치며 미소를 지을 때면 난 그냥 가만히 앉아있지 못해 너 때문에 잠을 못 자 더 아름다워 보여 너의 이름조차 숨 막혔던 몸 그 목소리까지 하나도 빠짐없이 자꾸 떠오르니까 괜히 아닌 척을 해봐도 다른 여자들을 겪는지를 해봐도 잊혀지지가 않아 머릿속에서 잠에 들지 못해 눈을 감아봐도 난 네가 자꾸 생각나 네가 자꾸 생각나 You're the baddest chick, oh. You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl. Yeah. 생각나. Oh. You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl. I'm thinking about you, girl. 시도 때도 없이 하는 거를 하루 온종일 의미 없이 긴장감이 덜지 혹시 알아 지금 이 느낌이 뭔지 아무것도 손에 안 잡혀 상상하지 영화 속 한 장면 안 지워져 절대 나타나죠 내가 문을 열 때 괜히 아닌 척을 해봐도 다른 여자들을 겪는지를 해봐도 잊혀지지가 않아 머릿속에서 잠에 들지 못해 눈을 감아봐도 오늘 네가 자꾸 생각나 네가 자꾸 생각나 You're the baddest chick, oh. You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl. Single, I'm thinking about you. You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl. I'm thinking about you. Ooh. 기분이 좋아, I feel good, feel good. 너만 생각하면 I feel good, feel good. 여기로 와, 와, 어서 여기로 와, 와. Let's get high. The baddest chick, oh. You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl.
Sing up now.
You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl. That was Loco with Thinking About You, his the first single off his first EP with AOMG. And if you forgot what AOMG stands for, it stands for Above Ordinary Music Group. And this entire song, it was purely AOMG. It was written by Loco himself, performed. Jay Park was singing the hook, and the song was produced by label mate Gray. And, you know, Gray's got this very distinct production style where it's kind of hard-hitting, but it's also really smooth at the same time. And I think for this one, actually, if you listen to some of the recent American hip-hop, it seems like he took a bit of a leaf out of DJ Mustard's book there, if you know what some of you will know what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, you definitely want to check out some more of the AOMG crew. You know, like, they're doing some big things. It's crazy what they've accomplished, because they were founded as a label only a year ago in 2013, and what they've accomplished so far has just been amazing. People recognize them, their music is everywhere. So, you know, as their own slogan goes, follow the movement. So we've reached the last track of the day, and it's by a singer named Zhang Bichen. And this track is actually a very special one. If you don't know who Zhang Bichen is, she is a singer from China. She actually debuted a little while ago in 2012 with a K-pop group called Sunny Day. And one thing led to another. In 2014, very, very recently, she left the group and she returned to China, where she participated in the third season of The Voice of China. And she actually turned out to be the champion of this season. And afterwards, last month, sometime in the middle of last month, she actually released two songs. And one of them is this one I have here, and it's called 一吻之间, which just means between a kiss. And it's used, it's the OST to a drama that the name slips my mind right now, but the name of the drama translates to Young Doctor. And she sang this song as part of the soundtrack. And this is a rather special one, just because she's been bouncing back and forth between these two different industries, testing out both worlds, and she's found where she fits. So she has a very emotional way of singing. Her delivery, I just can't really seem to do. I don't really know, because her delivery is just so unique. It's got a distinct charm to it that I can't really describe. So I'm just gonna let the song speak for itself. So I'm gonna leave you off with that by Zhang Bichen, Between a Kiss. And of course, if you have a request for me, don't hesitate to email it to me. AsianWave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts about today's news, or if you just want to get a discussion going, ask me a question, send it to the same email. Once again, that's AsianWave101@gmail.com. Now, this week, the Arts Report will be away, but they'll return to their regular scheduled time very, very soon. So I'm going to leave you again. I'll leave you with that, Zhang Bichen, to play us out. And that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Thank you all so much for joining me this afternoon. Until next time, everyone.
就让所有往事随风而去，让那回忆落地化成泥，静静地，静静地，我的世界又下起了细雨。你也无需有太多的言语，也会拥有不同的天地。我可以慢慢地忘了你，一吻之下的你，给我最美的回忆，才无法抹去深爱的你留下的痕迹。回首之后离去，也许就是结局，别再傻傻地留在原地。一吻之间的你，给我最美的回忆，才无法抹去深爱的你留下的痕迹。回首之后离去，也许就是结局，所有的往事随风而去，所有的往事随风而去。
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron. Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Boo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This is Dan from Greymaker.
This is Sasha Bullock.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Cronkite.
Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from NFC.
This is Sab Gray.